7 Basic Satanic Philosophies, Bible Students Courses, Course 2, Unit 2, Lesson 2, by Mark D. Vogt. The world through wisdom knew not God. 1 Corinthians 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1:22. Paul firmly warned believers against the seduction of philosophy. Beware that no one shall be despoiling you through philosophy and empty seduction, in accord with human tradition, in accord with the elements of the world, and not in accord with Christ. Colossians 2:8. For, of course, the one behind it all is the adversary, also known as Satan. Satan was created to be the adversary. Scripture shows us that Satan was created by God to play the role of the adversary, a necessary contrast that God uses to reveal his love, grace, and wisdom. Satan, of course, doesn't realize this now. He believes he's working against God's plan, not fulfilling it. But in reality, God is using him to provide the dark backdrop against which the brilliance of grace will shine. That's contrast. And contrast is one of God's favorite tools. 7 Satanically Inspired Philosophies. To ensnare men to reject the true God of Scripture, Satan has provided other options, belief systems that appeal to the intellect and pride of man. Here are 7 philosophies that Satan uses to distract humanity from the truth. 1. Atheism. There is no God. 2. Agnosticism. We can't know if there is a God. 3. Polytheism. There are many gods. 4. Fatalism. Life is controlled by impersonal fate or chance. 5. Evolution. Life formed and evolved by itself. 6. Pantheism. Everything is God. 7. Materialism. The physical world is all that exists. Everyone believes something. Every person believes in something, either the true God, even if their understanding is warped, or one of Satan's counterfeit philosophies. This is because God placed a consciousness of himself in every human being. Romans 2 speaks of a law written on the heart. Romans 8 speaks of a deep groaning for something greater. Psalm 19:1 declares that the heavens are telling the glory of God. We are all born with an inner awareness of God until the world, through education and culture, teaches it out of us. The world through human wisdom knew not God. 1 Corinthians 1:22. Why is it this way? It can feel discouraging, with billions deceived and confused by religion and philosophy. But here's the comforting truth. This is a grand part of God's plan. God designed it this way. The contrast, the darkness, the confusion, the philosophies of men is the backdrop for something beautiful, the revelation of his limitless love and absolute grace. Without the contrast, we would never see the difference. Without the lies, we wouldn't recognize the truth. Without the adversary, we wouldn't know the Savior. Contrast is the curriculum. God is teaching the universe through contrast. Light versus darkness. Truth versus deception. Freedom versus bondage. Love versus fear. Grace versus religion. This is how we learn. The profound corrective. Yet, amazingly, it is the very first verse of Scripture that is the profound corrective to all these philosophies. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. No words could be more specific, nor less open to misunderstanding. This plain, simple, straightforward statement is how the Scriptures begin, standing as the divine citadel of truth. The triumphant end. And in the glorious end, all will know the truth. In the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess. Philippians 2, 10-11. That means every philosophy is destined to fall, and the truth of God will stand.